DJ Nup is on the set. Jay-Z is still in the building.
True that. True that, God.
To freestyle.
True that, God.
To kick a freestyle-y.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. My name is Ho, but you can call me Jay.
That was crazy.
I lost it, baby.
Yo,
I lost
it. You still got it. No, nah, you still got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got it. You got it. You got it.
Good. Good.
Do you freestyle at home?
No.
Ever?
No.
Stop. That's what you do for a living. There has to be a moment. You're in the kitchen. Do you cook even? Do you cook?
No.
No. All right. You're eating a meal.
Definitely eat.
You don't think, you don't even, and these spread eggs. And
yeah, all the time. I don't know what I'm talking about. I freestyle off TV.
You do?
Yeah. ESPN. When they go to Top 10 Countdown, that beat is pretty sick.
I hate
you. That's silly.
1-800-223-9797. We're taking calls for hold right now. Line 4. Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi. What's up, Jay?
What's up, man?
What's going on? I just wanted to tell you real quick about, I want to give you a props on the song, A Star Is Born.
I appreciate that.
Because it's like such a different record. Everyone else wants to do a beef record, and you're talking about everyone in the game in a positive way. That's like one of my favorite tracks on the album.
I just
don't get mad at the game. Might try to diss you because you didn't mention them on that song either. So
that was good. That makes up for all of them, right?
Yeah,
that's great though. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I just think people sick of that. That point, the whole thing, the whole fake beef and all that. They want to hear some good music.
It gets a little old.
Yeah, it's tiring. Well,
are there any subliminals in your album?
No. Not my albums. No way.
No? Never?
No, never.
I feel like there's a couple.
Okay.
You'll never fess up?
No. Probably a couple landmines.
Do you pay attention to all the subliminals that go at you?
No.
Oh.
Too I don't many? Even listen. Yeah, I stop. I stop listening to records
too
in
many.
That way. It's just too much. It's ridiculous.
Line 6. Who's Sorry. This?
Hello. What's up, Angie Martinez?
Hello, sweetheart. How are you?
My name is Joey V.
I like the way you said a whole name. Say my own name as well.
Oh, what's up, Sean Carter? What's the deal?
There you go. What's happening?
I'm chilling, man.
Did you have a question or something?
Yeah, I want to know, what's your favorite track on the album?
Oh, Empire State.
Empire State? I want to tell you mine's up.
Okay.
He wants to.
Venus vs. Mars. That's one of the hottest tracks on the album.
Yeah, that one's pretty high up there for me as well.
Here's a question for you from me, tagged on to that. Do you when you do a song like Venus Mars, do you worry that everything you say regarding a relationship people think now is about you and B?
No, I just do it. No, it doesn't matter. You can't let that affect your art because people say what they say for whatever reasons they say it. So I don't think about that. I just did a song.
Because sometimes now that's how we... when either one of you puts a record, like Upgrade You or any of those songs, you feel like...
Right.
Y'all talk about each other.
Nah.
Not so much. Actually, somebody else texted me a question like that and said, do you have to worry now that you're married about talking about sex, groupies, relationships, or any of these things when you're writing about a song?
Nope. It's all fair ground.
It all flies?
It's entertainment.
Another text message here that I kind of dug. Where is it? Here it is. Do you ever miss Damon or Biggs or the old Rockefeller as it was?
Well, Rockefeller was beautiful in its original state, so it was a perfect thing. So, you know, of course. But, so I guess I answered the question.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to, well, let me get one more before you go. Line 7, hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Angie.
Hi.
Hey, Angie.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. Jay-Z's here. Go ahead. Shoot.
Jay, I am one of you. I'm a huge fan. I was trying to get some tickets for me and my 17-year-old daughter, and the tickets were sold out in 14 seconds.
You can buy them on eBay for like $45,000.
And come on. You know how the average fan can't afford it. And come on. This is for the fans. Oh my God.
Ange got some tickets up here. I'm not snitching.
These are my personal tickets.
Ange got tickets. I'm not snitching. I don't have tickets.
Come on, Hov. I'm a huge
You're not even listening at this point. Angie has the tickets. I don't have any tickets in my pocket. Angie has all the tickets.
If my daughter listens, she'd be so embarrassed, but I am a huge fan. We're both huge
All right, here. This is the deal. Well, first of all, do you really not have any tickets?
No, zero.
So you want me to give this girl my tickets?
Yeah.
Is she still there?
She sounds nice enough to receive tickets.
You still there?
Yes.
She should work for the. For
yeah, ask at least one question, something.
Something, a question. You give a question.
God, I gave you another question. I just love you. I'm so glad that you married Beyonce. I was wondering when you were going to do that ride.
No tickets for you.
Oh, come on, Jay-Z.
That's it. You just crossed the line.
A privacy.
Your privacy line has been crossed.
You just crossed the line. You just. Woo, I was riding for you.
Come on.
Tell me something about Jay. Tell me something. Tell me.
You know I'm Jamaican, so you hear my accent.
Why, Iguan, so you're chopped off.
You turned me on to rap.
Okay, how about this? Where was I born?
Oh, Brooklyn.
Okay, you got the ticket.
Oh, you're a sucker for that. You're a sucker. All right, fine. We're going to put you in the building tomorrow night. Yeah. Madison Square Garden. All proceeds go to charity. Sold out, of course. We're not even going to make you pay the $45,000 that they're asking for on eBay. We're going to give you these.
I know. That was terrible.
That is terrible, right?
But bring it with you to the concert.
What could she expect tomorrow night?
Loud music and a great time and a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Be prepared. But don't wear them. Don't try to go for the extra high heels. That ain't going to be cool.
Okay.
Regular size.
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to put you on hold so I can get all your info, okay?
Okay.
But congratulations.
Bye, Angie. I love you.
All right.
Bye, Angie.
Hold on 1 second. Okay. I know you have to run. Where are you off to? You're going to rehearsals now, right?
Yeah.
You're rehearsing for, can we say?
Yeah.
MTV Awards?
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you even say what song? Do we know what song you're doing?
Empire State. I'm giving away all the information.
You wearing a Yankee fitted? Alicia Keys?
Yeah. See if I can get her to wear a Yankee fitted.
Love it.
Yeah.
Empire State, MTV Awards.
Yeah.
Beyonce's performing also MTV Awards.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Tough act to follow there, buddy.
Yeah, who's gonna kill it more?
I have no problem with saying she will.
You better not.
No, she just will. I'm not even being political about it.
She's pretty good.
No, on that stage, leave her alone.
Well, we look forward to that. And tomorrow night, I will report back with the whole show. I can't wait to see it. Madison Square Garden, congratulations on selling out in 4 seconds and all of that.
Thank you.
And we'll do this again soon, yes?
All the time.
And we'll watch you, I guess, on Oprah.
It's going to be crazy.
You gotta check. I hate you. Shut up. And then tonight on BET, tune in at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, we're going to interrupt 106 in Park.
Yeah, for a small conversation with Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Tune into that. I'm one of the hosts. All right, we'll go to
rehearsal. Peace and love, New York City.
Yeah, there it is. One time for Jay-Z, please. Yeah. It's the Rush Hour, DJ Nup. Top 97, by the way, WQHT.
Haters.